We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Happy Tuesday, everybody. You know, I was going to come in here, talk about losing my Fitbit, have a funny little story. But by the way, I found my Fitbit. I left it at the gym, thought I had lost it forever. And then I went back and it was at the counter. So that's the quick story that I was going to drag out for the first segment. But we've got a situation seemingly at more than just one school district, but the one being focused now is Grand Island. And if you're just joining us, welcome. Good afternoon. As you know, let's take you back. Let's set the stage, and then we will take your calls at 803-0930 here at News Radio 930 WBEN. We'll also take your texts on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. So let's go back to last night. All right? I'm sitting at home watching Virginia Tech lose, and then decided to torture myself more and watch the NFL Network replay in the Bills game. But there was also a ruling ruling saying that the state did not have the right to issue a mask mandate. And that came down sometime last night. And if you were following, you know that almost as soon as the judge ruled that Hochul's statewide mask mandate was unconstitutional. Now, the judge said it's because this needs a legislature, you know, the Assembly, the Senate, in Albany, to approve something like this, right? For the next 4 hours, I'm going to talk about why not only is that true, but what is the rationale for a mask when most are wearing cloth masks that we know at the very most stops 30% of spread. And that is at the very most. I guarantee the cloth mask in your pocket right now is not the one that stops 30% of spread. So that decision came down. And of course, Mr. Power, the county executive, came out very quickly and reminded people that he still has the power, which where have I heard that before? That he still has the power to have the county-wide mandate, okay? So he came out, said that. The Board of Education in New York State came out and said that they are going to try for a stay so that school districts better not try to get rid of the mask mandate on a district level. Well, this morning, there were kids that heard this. There were parents that heard this and thought, well, a judge said this is unconstitutional. Go to school. Go to school like you would before the pandemic and go to class. Well, now we are hearing in Lancaster and in Grand Island that kids who walked in without their mask were sent home. And in Grand Island, students were put in the auditorium until they either got in their car and left or had a parent come and pick them up. And that's where we are today at 2:11 on News Radio 930 WBEN. Now, we have a guest coming up in 4 minutes who was there, who sat through this, who was in the auditorium with the students. His name is Marcus, and we will talk to him at 2:15. But we've had some callers on hold through the news that wanted to talk to David. I apologize. I'm your consolation prize. And we will start in Grand Island with Jen. Jen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What's the situation in Grand Island as you know it?
Yes, so I me and a couple other parents went to Grand Island High School just to show our support for these kids. I believe there's about 10 to 15 kids being held in the auditorium, just to show our support for them, like having the courage, having the bravery to stand up for their rights, for, you know, their choices that they're making. And, you know, and it's just bizarre how we have come to this.
It really is. Now, did you talk with anyone walking out of the building, kind of get the feel for the mood of those walking out of the building?
So there wasn't anyone walking out of the building. I went into the building, and I was speaking with the principal and other students who were choosing not to wear a mask. I don't think it's called non-compliant, because if there's no law, then you're not being non-compliant. They're just, you know, choosing not to wear a mask. So we were talking with some of the students and the principal, and just kind of going through what is actually going on here. The school had the opportunity to make masking a choice today. There is no legal bounding. Even if they were to assume that a stay order would be granted, it has not yet. And so making assumptions is never a good look. So
I hear you, Jen. Well, I appreciate that, and appreciate you going and showing your support. And thanks for the call. That's Jen in Grand Island, opening a line for you at 803-0930. One of the students that was there actually talked with our Tom Puckett, and I think in a video as well, was Marcus. He goes to Grand Island. Marcus, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, walk us through, from the beginning of the day, what happened in your situation at Grand Island this afternoon.
Yes, sir. I mean, I'm a guy that likes to stay with the times, and, you know, I hear about this ruling last night, and I know what it means. I do not have to wear a mask at school the next day. So I'm in class. I get through a couple classes, not really any problems. And I'm in the hallway, and I have an assistant principal essentially just approach me and ask me to come a walk with him to his office and talk to him. You know, I'm just kind of standing there like, you know, that's not necessary. I'm in school to learn. You guys have a legal obligation for me to learn every single day that I'm there. And I'm not doing anything to, you know, make you need to talk to me. And, you know, he didn't like that. And eventually, I found myself in the conference room, and, you know, about 12 other students ended up joining me in this room. And, you know, we're basically confined, being treated as if it's in school suspension, even though we've done nothing to get us there, really. I mean, it was blowing my mind. But, yeah, I was basically confined in a room Saturday.
Marcus, let me ask you. So you're confined to this room with other students, and for everyone to kind of get the idea, and Pasquale is trying to adjust Marcus's phone there. So hold on just a second. But you heard he got to school, actually got through a few classes, and then was told to go with the assistant principal, and was put in a room with all these other students, and like he said, as if it was in school suspension. Now, ladies and gentlemen of the audience, let me tell you, if there's anyone that knows a thing or two about in school suspension, it's Joe Beamer. I did that a few times in Amherst. So, Marcus, that's where you are. So, so people get a better idea, what grade are you in?
I'm a senior, sir.
A senior at Grand Island High School. And now, how many periods did you get through before you were talked to by the assistant principal?
I got through one period, sir, and then I got to take a walk with him.
And your teacher said nothing? No other students said anything to you?
No, sir. That first period, fortunately, I got through it okay.
So
nothing was said to me.
Now, how long were you in this conference room before you were able to leave?
Oh, I was in there for about two periods. So, I mean, each period is about 40 minutes. So, I mean, it really was just, I felt like they were stalling almost, and I was being taken out of, you know, classes for just absolutely no reason. And it was disappointing to see the other kids there because, I mean, midterms are here, and, you know, it was disappointing.
Oh, midterms, Marcus. Another thing. I know a lot about in-school suspension. I don't know too much about midterms. So let me ask. So you're there for two periods, and what do they say? If you're not going to put a mask on, just go home?
Yes, sir. I mean, it was
like going around in circles. It was me telling the truth and what's actually going on, and then it was them telling the lies that they were trying to enforce. And it was like we were playing Ring Around the Rosie for hours, and nothing was happening. We were getting taken away from the education, which they're legally obligated to give us. And, you know, eventually, after this conference room, they started putting us in the auditorium, and then they were selecting us individually to go talk. And, you know, in my opinion, divide and conquer is the oldest strategy in the book, you know, and three kids ended up going home, and it was just sad to see. And, you know, we weren't doing anything wrong, you know, to have this happen to us.
So, Marcus, when you're talking to the adults in the situation, the teachers and the staff, did any of them have an N95 mask on?
Actually, you know, it's so funny that you say that, because no, they didn't. And I actually, when I was talking to my principal, I was like, he had some boxes of them, and I was like, dude, didn't the CDC just say that those are the only ones that are even effective?
That's what I was going to say. You know, someone should have pulled out their cell phone and shown the CDC website saying that, you know, all these cloth masks, it's as good as if you didn't have a mask on.
Absolutely. You know, but I'm sitting there in a room, basically in school suspension, for what, you know?
Right. Marcus, now, you know, for the audience, do you usually get yourself in mischief? Are you a regular are you like I was in high school? Are you a regular in the principal's office?
You know, sir, I'm not. I'm really not. And that's why this is so significant, because I know that my rights are being taken away from me, and that's wrong. I love this country. I love America, and I love what we stand for. And, you know, that's why I felt the need to really stand up to that.
Let me ask, so midterms are coming up. Did they say, hey, don't come back to school tomorrow? Were there any parting words before you left the school?
And that's the question. It's like, what's the step from here? Because, you know, nothing was really said to any of us regarding that. So it's like, yeah, are we going to school and it's going to be the same thing tomorrow? Because until that appeal is approved, I don't have to wear a mask.
That's right.
So what are they going to have me do, you know?
When are midterms? Are you in the middle of midterms right now? Are midterms in a week? I mean, say that the state doesn't get this stay, and, you know, you have the right to walk in there without a mask. Are they going to let you take the midterm?
You know, our last day of the semester, I believe, is Friday. So, you know, for kids that are struggling right now with grades or whatever, if they're in this group of people, you know, I wonder what's going to happen. I'm really not sure, sir.
What's been going on? So, obviously, today this is a big deal because, as you know, as most people know at this point in the day, you know, a ruling came down saying that the mask mandate, the way it's put in law, is unconstitutional. What has the last month, 2 months in school been like? Has it been everyone wearing a mask? Do you get mask breaks? What's the average day for a student in these settings? You know, while the rest of us are walking around maskless, able to live our lives, what's been the setting for the last 2 months in school?
You know, I think it's a constant battle with so many kids. You know, you walk down the halls in between periods, all you hear, put your mask up, get it over your nose, blah, blah, blah. And if you go into that school and you look at those kids walking around, nobody has it over their nose. Nobody wants this cloth over their face. This cloth that you breathe into all day, you get lightheaded, you feel like crap, you get acne because you're sweating in it. You know, nobody wants this. And, you know, finally, this decision happens. This ruling happens. And I'm wanting to take full advantage of it because it's my right, and this is how I'm being treated. You know, it's shocking to me, really.
Marcus, I know I'm asking a lot. I'm going all over the place right now. But, you know, as we know here in Erie County, unfortunately, we have to wear a mask. And as you said, I mean, I don't know one person that goes to the gym and actually wears the mask over their nose.
Man.
When you go to phys ed, when you go to gym class, are they making you do gym class activities in a mask?
Oh, absolutely. Even when we're not in the gym class, which is really disappointing also. I mean, I had bowling this morning, which is awesome that Grand Island offers us. You know, we go bowling for about a month for gym class. And obviously, if I'm at Mulwitz Lanes on Grand Island, the bowling thing, masks are not required. Regardless of the school thing, you know, school versus state, whatever. This is a public entity or whatever. Like, this is a public place. You don't have to wear a mask. But I'm still being yelled at by my gym teacher, put your mask on, whatever, whatever. And it's not fair, you know?
You're
absolutely wearing that.
It's very disappointing as well. Now, at school, can you take your mask off if you're I don't know what free periods are like at Grand Island, but if you're on a free period and you want to walk outside, once you're out that door, do you at least have the freedom to take a mask off at school?
Are you talking like on school grounds or like out in the hallway?
On school grounds. If you just walk outside on a free period while you might still be in school, can you at least when you're out in the sunshine take the thing off?
I mean, for gym class, I know we had to keep it on, even when we were going outside in the beginning of the year. So right now, I mean, if they see you out in the parking lot without one, I'm really not sure. But
wow.
I know, I mean, for the most part, if you're seen without that mask, you're getting something said to you.
Do you guys run the mile to start the year like we used to back in the day?
Yes, sir, like the test.
And they made you wear the mask for the mile?
Oh, they actually, I don't even remember them making us do it this year, but... I mean, when kids would walk around the track, like if they opted to do that instead of the game, I mean, they were keeping that mask on the whole time.
Disappointing, Marcus. I'm glad that you called in with your experience. Now you got to keep us updated because if they don't get the stay today, we want to know, and you have my number. We want to know what happens tomorrow if the state doesn't get the stay, and stay in touch with us because you know, for a lot of us, like I said, we. Go to work. We're not putting, you know, we're not wearing a mask at work. We're not wearing a mask in our office. It's interesting to hear a perspective from you now for 2 years, ever since you got back in school, it has been this mandate that a lot of us, you know, we're not there. We're not living it. So we'll definitely want to stay in touch with you, Marcus, and see how this all plays out.
Yes, sir. I'll absolutely keep you updated. I appreciate your time.
And I appreciate your time as well. Marcus, a senior at Grand Island High School. He was told, and as you heard, now, if this was me, right, if this was Joe Beamer 2007 at Amherst High School, and I left because I didn't wear a mask, you would probably say, well, Joe, every time I drive by Amherst High School, I see you in the principal's office. So that wouldn't be as good. But as you heard, Marcus, stand-up kid, right? You know, senior in high school, he even knew that the midterms were coming up, something that I wouldn't have known when I was in high school. So, you know, he wants to be there. He wants to learn. Sounds like he's a pretty smart kid and gets through the first period fine. Teacher had no issue. And then, you know, put in this conference room with 12 other kids who are maskless, by the way. I thought, you know, super spreader event. And then was told after two periods, and I think you said it perfectly, they were stalling, probably hoping that this stay was going to happen. And then they told them they could go home with no instruction on what to do tomorrow, right? I mean, I assume Marcus's parents are paying taxes. I assume that, you know, it's his right to be there. And, you know, my point is, and we're taking your calls on your situation at 803-0930, star 930, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is open at 803-0930. And I know the legal end of it, and you can tell Marcus knows his stuff, the legal end of it is unconstitutional because it was, you know, the emergency has passed, according to most people, except for Mark Poelengars. The emergency has passed, and according to a judge, this needs the approval of the Assembly and of the State Senate. But I want to look even more into that, as I said, because why are we fighting to keep a mask mandate in effect? Why are we fighting for the mask mandate in effect when the CDC, when every doctor on CNN is telling us, now notice, I went to the CDC and CNN, all right? I'm not using news outlets that some would call bias. But we're being told that these cloth masks, they're not doing anything. When it was the Delta variant, at most you were getting 30% protection. Now you're getting even less. So why are we wasting county resources? Remember, everyone was up in arms in Williamsville because they were going to spend money to fight a $300 fine. Well, why are we wasting county and state resources on a mandate that the CDC says the mask that most of you are wearing, okay, the mask that's in your pocket on top of all your change is almost ineffective? What is the point of fighting a mandate when we know in January of 2022 that the cloth masks are ineffective? Why are we fighting? Why is the state fighting so hard to keep this mandate? Why is the county executive fighting so hard to keep this mandate? Lots of questions. I'd like to know your answers. 803-0930, star 930. And yes, if you have a story about your child in school today with the mask mandate, which a judge said was unconstitutional, I'd like to hear your story as well. 803-0930. It's Beamer in for Bowerly, taking your calls right after news on WBEN.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It is Beamer in for Bowerly today. Tom will be back tomorrow, don't you worry. Here on News Radio 930 WBEN, talking about, yes, the situation that seems to be happening all around Western New York. And if you're just joining us, yesterday there was a ruling calling the governor's mask mandate unconstitutional because it has to go through the bodies of government in Albany. Mark Poloncarz obviously jumped right out and said, well, our mandate is still in power, and, you know, because he has the power. And today there were students that went to school maskless because right now there is, according to a ruling, there is no law, there is no mask mandate in New York until they get a stay, which they're trying to do. And we have seen kids told to go home. We heard in Grand Island. If you missed that interview with Marcus, who is a senior at Grand Island, it'll be on demand at WBEN.com and on the Odyssey app. They were told to just stay in the auditorium, stay in the conference center, and then two periods later told to go home with no instruction on what to do today. 803-0930. What is the situation where you are? Have you had, do you know of a child? Has your child been kicked out of school today because of not wearing a mask? And also, I want to know, why is the state and the county fighting, using the resources to fight a mask mandate when the CDC, when other doctors are telling you that the cloth masks, which 90% of people are wearing, are barely effective against Delta and ineffective against Omicron? Why still fight for a mask mandate that is not stopping the spread? And also, I want to hear your stories about a time where you or someone you know caught COVID in a situation where everyone was supposed to wear a mask and was actually wearing the mask. And tell me how the mask stopped the spread. Because I know people who work in very strict environments where they have to be masked up all day, and they have caught COVID and COVID has spread through their workplace. So I would like those examples too at 803-0930. Nicole is on Grand Island. She's got some more info. Nicole, good afternoon.
Yes, hi.
Hey, Nicole, what do you got for us?
Well, I left my job to go to Grand Island High School because my nephew and I had been texting all day how he was originally in the office. Then they moved him and the other students into the auditorium. So myself and two other parents were able to make it into the school and talk with the principal, where it just proceeded to go around and around in circles. Ultimately, the two options that the children had were to either leave school or go back into the auditorium and wait until dismissal time. They would then have the opportunity to do their homework via online tonight. And I said, okay, so if the students choose not to leave, how are they going to get home? He said, well, we can't deny them transportation. I said, oh, so you can't deny them transportation, but you've just denied these 10 to 12 students who are in the auditorium their education for the entire day. And now they have to spend their evening doing homework. And myself and the other two parents that were there asked numerous times to please have him call the superintendent. The first time it was, they didn't know where he was. So we proceeded to press again a few minutes later. I said, please call Dr. Graham. We want to speak with him. Ultimately, he was unavailable to come talk with us. And it was just astounding at the discrimination and the lack of judgment on the principal and everybody who was under the superintendent on how they are to handle this situation. He kept on referring to the two counties that, that there was a very in counties. And I said, it doesn't matter what county you're talking about. The New York State Supreme Court ruled the mask mandate to be unlawful. It's null and void. These students do not have to be masked. And then he kept on saying that they were a health threat. And I said, but they're not. They're not a health threat. You have them in a room together with no mask on. So, but they can't walk around class, and, you know, as we're standing in the foyer, students walking with a mask down underneath their nose. There was even a faculty member that didn't even have a mask on, so whether she had a medical exemption or not, I don't know. But it was just, it was a defining moment in time to see how the money is so enticing to these schools and that they generally just don't care about the mental health with these students anymore. They just don't care.
Nicole, how many students walking by were, one, actually wearing the mask, quote, properly, and how many of them had N95 masks on?
None of them had N95 masks on, and I would say about 90% of them had them underneath their nose.
Right. I can't tell you the last time I went to the gym and saw someone with their mask on their nose. I go every day. That seems to be so because these students wouldn't pretend to have a mask on. They had to sit in the auditorium.
Yes, sir. And I'm a nurse. I'm a registered nurse. And I said, do you understand what you are doing? You are telling these children to cover the only two orifices that we use to breathe and to get through the day. The levels of carbon dioxide are high, the lack of oxygen to their brain, to blood cells, and you want them to function like normal students? It's virtually impossible. And, you know, the principal, his hands are tied, and I kind of felt a little bad for him. He was very kind, but just had no answers. I said, so what are you going to do tomorrow when all these kids, again, come to school? And then he said that they were having a meeting this evening. I said, okay, is this open for parent discussion as well? And he said, no, it's not. I said, we are taxpayers. We pay thousands and thousands of dollars to this town, and we have zero say. And then he proceeds to tell me to go to the Board of Ed meetings, which I go to every single month, and I speak at every single meeting, and the superintendent and all the board members sit there and twiddle their thumbs, and once your 3 minutes is up, they cut you off. And then if you email them, you get zero responses. So it's always a one-way conversation. There's it's just appalling. It really is just appalling.
And I can tell you about trying to email school officials and get someone to come on the air. I get the same response. Nothing in return. Hey, Nicole, I appreciate the call, and thank you for and keep us updated if anything happens tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's Nicole in Grand Island opening the line for you at 803-0930. And you heard her say it, and I guarantee other people will back what she's saying. There were students, most of them, A, not wearing masks that do anything, okay? Let's be clear. Masks that don't do anything. And B, we are talking about students that don't even have them over their nose. So because you're not, because you won't put on the facial decoration, you have to go sit in the auditorium. I mean, this is the height of ridiculousness. Again, if someone came out and said, hey, those cloth masks, Joe, 90%, they're stopping spread. Well, I don't think we'd have the COVID numbers we have if they actually were doing anything. But you know what? Okay, I'm listening to that argument, okay? I'll listen to your argument. But this is absolutely ridiculous that while most of you listening to my voice right now are working in a field where you can at least go to your office and take your mask off, right? Most of you don't have to worry about a mask all day, every day, like these students do. Mark Poloncarz doesn't have to worry about wearing a mask all day, every day. He can go into his office and take his mask off. I would guarantee he does not spend a majority of his workday in a mask, okay? So what he and the governor, who I also would guarantee does not wear a mask all day, all right, what they are forcing our teachers and our children to do, while they won't do the same thing, and while science shows it's not helping, it's not you know, flattening the curve, it's appalling. And, you know, there was someone, and I hope this person, and someone texted in, no, I hope it doesn't come across this way. Someone said, Joe, are you pushing for an N95 mask mandate? No, I am, no, that's no. I don't want it to come across that way. That would be absolutely ridiculous. No, I would not. I think this mandate is ridiculous. And I said that before the science came out, that it's ridiculous. But we cannot have our children in N95 masks. Do you guys know what an N95 mask, how uncomfortable those a real N95 mask is? My wife's, the school my wife teaches at, handed out some N95 masks as part of a COVID package. And you know, I put it on just to be funny. I don't know if I could wear that for more than 10 minutes. And I'm being completely honest with you right now. But there was someone who texted Ian a few weeks ago and said, Joe, I used to, and I just remember this, I'm paraphrasing the text. Joe, I used to be a fan of yours, but you're getting ridiculous with the COVID talk. It's just a mask. I hope that person's listening today. And I would love them to text in at 803-0930 or give us a call. Because do you still have that opinion after knowing the science behind it? After knowing that the cloth masks that you were told protected you don't do anything? Do you still think that I'm going overboard on the mask mandates? Do you still have that opinion? And if there's anyone out there that disagrees and thinks that schools should have a mask mandate, I want to talk with you. I don't know how you can back that. I'm not sure how you can say that that's the case. And even if you agree with masking, okay, if you think that our children should be walking around 8 hours a day in a mask, right, with some schools not even giving them a mask break, if you think that's the way to go, do you think the way it's being handled by our state officials, the governor, and by our county official, Mark Poloncarz, do you think they're handling it correctly? I'd like to hear from that, too. I'd really like to hear the opposing view, because I'm not sure on this topic. Now, we can talk other aspects of COVID, but with the science out there, I don't know how you can still fight for a mask mandate. And that is why I am at a loss of words to understand how the state and the county can be wasting all these resources on a mandate that is not doing what they claim the mandate's supposed to do. 803-0930. Let's go to Heartland and talk with Sarah. Sarah, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Sarah. What's the situation out there in Heartland?
It has been a long day since 7 o'clock last night when we found out about the ruling, I immediately emailed our superintendent, our board members, and our middle school principal, giving them a copy of the document and saying that we will be following, you know, the law and be coming to school unmasked, which we were told that there will be an appeal and that's not how things are going to go. And we basically told them to get a backbone and stand up for the Constitution and these kids and do the right thing. And then I also got an email after my son got on the bus this morning unmasked because we checked to make sure there was not an appeal, saying you might as well send your kid home or keep your kid home because he won't be learning today. So school starts at 7:30 for him. At 7:43, I got a phone call. I did not answer. I wanted my husband to deal with it. So he did. He was told that Hunter was not allowed in class. They had cops sitting out at the doors telling the kids to put masks on and scaring them. And we said, well, what if we don't want to pick him up? They would not let him go back to class. He would be sitting in an office in the school for the day. My husband kind of went back and forth with the principal, at which point he got her to say, yes, we are denying your child education for the day, and he went and picked him up.
Oh, my. What a waste of resources, having cops stand outside the school. You know, Sarah, I was hoping that there was some, I was holding out hope for Niagara County because there's not the county mandate, but you guys are still having the same issue up there.
They're saying that, you know, the appeals happening, which obviously it hasn't, so technically they were illegal to not teach our kids for the day. And I was shocked. You know, they had the cops at the elementary school, which there was more of a scene because the parents stood there and tried to get these kids into the building. And it was, it apparently at one point got physical, and there was a standoff with the superintendent and a lot of parents. So I don't get what they're doing. I think, you know, all of these schools have lawyers, have resources. They say they're there for the kids, but not once has this district, at least in the last 2 years, stood up for these children.
Yeah, I really like to just ask district by district, these superintendents, you know, where is it that they actually think these masks are doing anything, or are they just scared of the state?
I personally think they're just scared of the state and the teachers' unions, possibly. I think it has anything else to do. I've been going to board meetings. I've been doing anything. I actually have a kid who's homeschooled right now because of the masks. And my other son didn't do well, so he went back. And it's awful. It stinks.
Yeah. And again, Sarah, like, you know, like I said, if there was science to show these masks were stopping the spread, all right, you know, maybe you can explain it to me. But when these are completely ineffective, or for the most part ineffective against the current variant, the fact our children are in these masks for 6 to 7 hours a day is just ridiculous.
If something made sense, you might get me to go along with this, but not one thing since this entire thing started has made sense, and especially in the schools, and especially, you know, targeting these children and putting them in the middle of something that they really shouldn't be at this point. So I have no respect for what is happening right now in the schools.
Unbelievable. Sarah, I appreciate the call up there in Heartland, New York, which is in Niagara County. And I just found that out because I searched it on Google. It's absolutely ridiculous. And again, to get to the point where, you know, there's yelling back and forth. I mean, hey, if they're going to, again, follow a law that right now is not a law, just take your kid and go home. You know what I mean? Like, I know it's a day of school. I know it's the principle of the thing. But if they're going to enforce a law that right now at 2:52 p.m. on January 25th is not a law, has been called unconstitutional, if they're going to do it, and again, because they're scared of the state, that if it was about the children, again, there is enough literature, there is enough research out there that these cloth masks that children are wearing don't work. They're not stopping spread of the current variant. So we really just have school districts out there that are enforcing this mandate that's not a law right now in New York State because they're scared of Kathy Hochul, because they're scared of Mark Poloncarz. So it's not about the kids. It's about, well, I don't want the state coming after us, or I don't want the county coming after us. So where do the kids rank on how you feel, how you care about things? So the kids aren't the number, your number one concern. It's how will Mark Poloncarz react? That's your number one concern. That's really sad. Really sad. Michael is in Alden. Michael, good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi, Michael. What's going on in Alden?
So today I went to school without my mask. I was able to get in, but right after breakfast, right when I went to walk out, I was stopped by my principal telling me that, asking me where I was going. I told him where I was going. He then asked me if what I need to have on my face. I told him nothing. So we were then, I was then told to sit in the cafeteria for a while. Then about five other kids came down, and we then went to the other room, and I just got out a little bit ago, but they've been in the, there's still a couple kids there.
So you were pulled out of class for the entire day into some random room?
Yes.
Were you at least given lunch?
No, I was not there for lunch.
Okay. So let me ask you. So you're in middle school. You're a middle school student. What grade are you?
Six.
Now, Michael, for the last year and a half, how your friends, the other students in the school, how well are they wearing these masks? Is anyone walking around with an N95 mask, or would you say most of your friends are wearing their masks under their nose so they can actually breathe?
A lot of these people are wearing their mask under their nose. There's not too many people wearing N95 masks. I'd say probably 5% of them are.
Unbelievable. And let me, did they give you any instruction on tomorrow? Did they say, hey, this needs to be done tomorrow, or don't bother coming tomorrow? Was there anything about what to expect on Wednesday?
I was told that I will not be able to go tomorrow and the bus will not stop at my house.
Really? Wow. Michael, that is unbelievable. And this has been going on. Now, for the last 2 months, has anyone talked to you about mask etiquette? Have you been stopped because of the way you were wearing your mask? Or is this the first? The day the law is not a law is when you get stopped because of not having a mask on.
No, I've been stopped multiple times in the hallways because my mask is under my nose or under my chin. It happens a lot. It's not happens a lot, yeah.
Are you given mask breaks throughout the day?
Yes, we are.
And how is the this is the last question, Michael, and I'll let you go. How is the lunch situation? You know, you obviously have to take your mask off to eat. Are you able to eat with your friends, or is everything social distance? How's that been going?
We do have tables near each other, but if someone is possibly sick or something, we do get everyone in that area gets sent home.
Well, Michael, I hope that they don't get the stay they're looking for, and, you know, you can walk into that school tomorrow with your mask off, and I appreciate you hanging on and talking to us today.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's Michael in Alden, sixth grader in Alden Middle School, and today he was it's the ridiculousness of the thing, and he was told, hey, go sit in this other room by himself, and then he was told to go home. If you could bring to me that these masks are doing anything, we'll talk about something else. I wanted to talk about what you were streaming on TV. But fortunately and unfortunately, wherever you stand, there the science, and again, follow the science, hashtag follow the science, says that these masks aren't doing anything. And you've heard from Michael, you've heard from Marcus. These are people that were in, that go to the school. You heard from Nicole, who was standing in the hallway today, and what they all say, kids are wearing these masks under their nose. They're wearing paper masks, cloth masks. There's no one wearing an N95 mask. So what is this? What is this all about? Is this being in fear of the state, or do you actually care about the students? 803-0930, star 930, back after this.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.